Welcome to Test All Things. Test All Things is an outreach of Tower to Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Fran Sankey. You can find us on the web at towertotruth.net. Test All Things is a Bible discernment, evangelistic program dedicated to creating an awareness of and biblical answers to false religious teachings opposing Christianity today. How many of you are Christians listening to this? How many of you trust in Jesus Christ as the one mediator between yourself and God the Father? How many of you believe that Jesus is standing upon your behalf as intercessor in heaven, as your advocate, your go-between? Well, all of you, if you're saved, should be saying, "Yep, that's me. I believe that." Well, I hope you do, because that's exactly what the Bible teaches. Jesus, if you're born again, is your mediator. What if I told you there are Christians out there, now I mean people who say they're Christians, millions of them, who have no clue that the theology system they follow says that Jesus Christ is not their mediator? Now, this is exactly the case with close to 6 million Jehovah's Witnesses alive today. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses aren't really Christians. They deny, pervert, and twist many foundational doctrines of the Christian faith. But ask them if they're Christians, and they'll say yes. Then ask them if they believe that Jesus Christ is their mediator between Jehovah God and themselves, and I bet most of them by far would say yes, absolutely. But little do most Jehovah's Witnesses know that the organization over them, which dictates all their doctrine, says no, Jesus is not your mediator. He is only the mediator for a select group of Jehovah's Witnesses. Yes, the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, headquartered in Brooklyn, New York, put it in writing. But before I give you the quote, I want to explain something that's very important to a Jehovah's Witness. Actually, it's one of their most critical beliefs. Here's the teaching. The Jehovah's Witnesses as a group are not all one and the same. Now, the Bible teaches, and hopefully you agree, that whether you got saved yesterday or have been the pastor of a thriving church, serving the body and growing in Christ for 45 years as a Christian, you both share the exact same righteousness in Christ. You share the exact same privileges, the same Holy Spirit, and the same salvation and one day glorification. There is no one Christian greater than the other in that sense. We're all one body and one fellowship, serving our Savior Jesus as members of His flock on the same level together with the same hope. But the Jehovah's Witnesses don't all share in the same hope, nor do they all share the same Holy Spirit or salvation. The Watchtower teaches that there are two groups or two classes of Christians within their organization. These two groups are called the anointed class and the other sheep. The anointed class is made up of 144,000 men and women chosen from all believers, beginning with those who live starting from Jesus' resurrection in about 33 AD until today. Now, sometimes you'll hear this class of people called different names, like just 144,000, or spiritual Israel, or the John class. But these anointed Jehovah's Witnesses are the only group of people on the face of the earth that are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. The Jehovah's Witnesses say that these are the only anointed Christians who ever existed on the earth and are the only ones who will spend eternity in heaven with God and Jesus. Their hope, assuming that they endure to the end and don't quit the Jehovah's Witnesses, is to enter into the direct presence of Jesus upon their resurrection. And by the way, the Holy Spirit and Jehovah's Witness theology is not a person, is not God. It's God's active force, kind of like electricity. So don't get confused here. Now, these 144,000 are largely dead as a group of people. There's perhaps a few thousand left alive today. Now, very important, these are the only people, they say, who are able to read the Bible and interpret the correct meaning. The average Jehovah's Witness cannot read the Bible and say, well, this passage means such and such. The only correct interpretation comes from the anointed class. So you may be thinking, well, if the anointed class has a heavenly hope awaiting them when they're resurrected, what about the other millions of Jehovah's Witnesses? What is their hope? Well, the other group, and by and large the most numerous group, are called the other sheep, or sometimes the great crowd. If you remember in John chapter 10 when Jesus said that he has other sheep, not of this fold, well, this is where they get the name of the second class from. Well, they twisted the verse, yes, but this is where they get it. The hope of the other sheep is not to spend eternity in heaven in the presence of Jesus, but to live forever on a paradise earth. For them, there is neither seeing God nor Jesus, nor being indwelt by the Holy Spirit. They'll live on the earth forever as the heavenly class, the 144,000, lives above them as kings and priests in heaven. Well, kind of a bummer, you say, yeah. Well, let's get into the purpose of this show. The Jehovah's Witnesses have no problem with what I just said about the 144,000 and the other sheep. But largely the other sheep, which is virtually every single Jehovah's Witness that you will meet today, has no idea that their organization said that they are without Jesus Christ as their mediator. The following quote is from the Watchtower magazine, April 1, 1979, page 31, if you're really taking notes, says this: Christ is the mediator of a new covenant between Jehovah and spiritual Israel, the Israel of God, that will serve as kings and priests in heaven with Jesus. So in this strict biblical sense, Jesus is the mediator only for anointed Christians. The great crowd of other sheep that is forming today is not in that new covenant. Did you hear that? The rank and file Jehovah's Witness does not have Jesus as their mediator, and as they add more insult to injury, they're not even under the new covenant. So unless you're part of the 144,000, you aren't even under the new covenant that Jesus bled and died to institute. Well, it begs the question, if you, Mr. Jehovah's Witness, aren't under the new covenant, which covenant are you under? I only know of one more covenant, and if you're under that one, called the old, it won't go well for you on Judgment Day, I assure you. See, by the stroke of a pen, the Watchtower Society has stripped away Jesus' unique role as mediator from over 6 million faithful Jehovah's Witnesses worldwide, unable to approach Jehovah God through him. However, the Watchtower hasn't left millions of people out in the cold, but they created a substitute mediator in place of Jesus. As much as the Watchtower hates the Catholic Church, they have done a very similar thing. The substitute that the Watchtower has placed as the go-between for rank-and-file Jehovah's Witnesses is the 144,000, the anointed class themselves. So in a sense, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't just have one pope, but 144,000 popes as their leaders in spiritual matters and who their spiritual lives depend on. This substitute for Jesus has been given special power by the Watchtower to act even as a secondary savior. The Watchtower magazine in November 15, 1979, page 27 says this: to keep in relationship with our Savior God, the great crowd needs to remain united with the remnant of spiritual Israelites. Did you hear that? Your relationship with Jehovah is dependent upon your continued attachment to the anointed class, the spiritual Israelites. So important is this union that the Watchtower magazine, August 1, 1981, on page 26 says, "Your attitude toward the wheat-like anointed brothers of Christ and the treatment you accord them will be the determining factor as to whether you go into everlasting cutting off or receive everlasting life." Wow. Just your attitude alone toward the 144,000 has the power to either save you or destroy you for all eternity. Well, that's some power. You see, the Jehovah's Witness who comes to your door trying to sign you up for his gospel doesn't even have one to give you. Well, join us, and you won't be anointed, you won't have Jesus as your mediator, and can't approach God through him, you won't live with Christ in eternity, and you won't even be under the new covenant. If you want to make it to the new earth someday, you have to treat this group of people we call the 144,000 like they're your salvation because, well, they are. Well, don't sign me up today. Sorry. But this is pitiful. Most Jehovah's Witnesses really have never heard this or thought through this teaching. I couldn't help but think of Galatians 4:17 as Paul writes and warns the Galatians about false teachers. He says this, that they zealously court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you that you may be zealous for them. What did the Watchtower say? Your attitude and treatment of the 144,000, our leaders, will be the determining factor whether you'll be saved or cut off or annihilated for eternity. Wow, did Paul nail it or what? See, this is the big mark of a cult. They say they want you to honor and serve God, but they really want you to serve them, their leadership. In many cults, the leadership is put on a spiritual plane equal with God. You leave us, you leave God. You're nice to us and do as we say, you do the same to God. See, the Jehovah's Witnesses unknowingly are like those Paul wrote about in Romans 10. He said, "For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." Remember what I said in Jehovah's Witness teaching, only a select few have the indwelling or the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But listen to this verse in 1 John chapter 2, verse 26 and 27. John says, "These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you." John wrote that the anointing resides where? In you. If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit resides in you. There's plenty of God to go around. He isn't in some who believe and not others. He's in all of his children. There's no subpar Christian. All are precious in his sight and will all share the same eternal glory as the next one. Only our rewards will be different depending on how we lived out our Christianity. See, if Jehovah's Witnesses would just put away their required readings and just read the Bible for a time, they would see things that would free them from so much bondage and fear, it would blow them away. Well, what does the Bible have to say about all this? 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." The Word of God is very clear. The mediator between God and all humanity is one person, the man, Christ Jesus. Not a class, not a privileged group, not Mary, not the saints, but the man, Jesus Christ. Jesus is available as the mediator for all mankind, not just some. He is willing and able to intercede on behalf of all men and women who ever lived. The Watchtower Society disagrees with this so much, it has even gone as far as adding words to 1 Timothy 2:5, not in their Bible, but in one of their magazines from November 15, 1979. They cited that passage this way: "There is one God and one mediator between God and men." Then they put in brackets, "not all men." Wow. Heresy, pure, deliberate heresy. You know, Jesus knew 2,000 years ago that conniving men would rise up in the last days, claiming to be the way to God. He knew that these men would try to steal away your allegiance to him, rob you of a relationship with God, and deprive you of eternal salvation. Don't let anyone rob you of your rightful privilege in Christ. If you have repented of your sins and trusted in the real Jesus Christ of the Bible, not the one of the cults, you are saved and have a living, real, and open relationship with God. If you're interested in a CD copy of this teaching, you can contact me. My email is help at towertotruth.net. And my phone number is 610-513-5525. That's 610-513-5525. For more info on cults, our website again is towertotruth.net. And don't forget to tune in next week for another hot apologetic issue facing Christianity today. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.